to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was flat broke, man, I couldn't picture this. You are listening to Video Game Bang. And if you don't know, now you know. My name is Corey Vincent, and thank you guys for joining us. It's been a great week for VGB. We had a very relaxing weekend. There was no show. So if you're looking on your phone and you're thinking, whoa, I'm missing some VGB, it's because we decided we're going to go to Stockton Con, relax, hang out with our good friend Jessica at her booth, and we're going to talk about Stockton Con. But before I do that, let's introduce the rest of the people. There's four of us on the show. The man with seniority to my front, Mr. Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody? You haven't done this in a while, have you?
What?
You used that line the last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
No, it's my thing now.
Oh, you're just going to keep using that same one?
Yeah.
I thought it was different rap lyrics each time.
The first one was different.
The first one I tried was a little Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, but it didn't quite fit as Biggie.
Go ahead.
What do you mean it didn't fit?
I'm just saying.
That's what she said.
I'm just saying.
No, it's not.
I like
what
that
she said.
Too.
Definitely not what she said over here, David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
Have you been, David?
I've been good. Good. Yeah.
You know, that's the most real you've ever been on the show. Like in real life, when the cameras are not on, and I ask Webb, how's life? That's exactly what you get.
I've been
good. Yeah.
And then the lights come up, and then he's this little butterfly.
What?
Wow.
She is a little butterfly, and she has a really cool hat, an Espeon hat.
Yes,
this
I
is
do.
For the people. So if you only listen to the show and you don't watch us on Twitch.tv, and you've never seen Jessica, let us describe her from head to toe. She's wearing a very cool, stylish Espeon hat from Pokemon. What is this? What's on your head?
So this is a Espeon, like, snapback from Kapumon that I actually bought at Stockton Con. Because the guy had a booth right next to mine, and I was looking at it all weekend, and was like, this is the cutest hat. Because normally Pokemon hats are very, like, you know, they got the logo, and they're really, like, kind of tacky.
Yeah.
This one is really cute, and it's, like, stylized. She has her, like, little gem. She's got her little ears. And normally snapbacks have, like, the one snap in the back, but because Espeon has two tails, it has two snaps.
What?
Yeah, so, like, these are really cool. And the guy designs them all himself. And has a manufactured, and like he does a lot of the Pokemon that aren't like the starters, you know, like Espeon, Umbreon. There's a red Gyarados.
The deep cuts.
Yeah, he does like the Haunter.
Mr. Pokemon hat maker.
Yeah,
I see.
And basically, he described it. He was like, I just make my favorites, and people like them. And I'm like, that's how you should do everything.
That's
in life.
Art. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as you alluded to, Stockton Con was this last weekend. The VGB crew was there in full effect, and we had a lot of fun. Aaron wrote it right up. He wrote, you could read it.
You can go to VGB Studios and read, I wouldn't call it a review.
No, we don't review events. It's a recap.
Experience.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
We tell you how Aaron felt, the sights, the sounds, even the smells.
Oh.
You mentioned the smells.
Yeah, I did. Stockton's in my home.
It was sort of homecoming for Aaron Carter, so.
You know what? And my cousin was there.
And did you know ahead of time?
No, I didn't know my cousin was going to be there. And my sister, she said, hey, did you see Cousin D up there? And I was like, no. I was like, he put up on Facebook, oh, I got my WWE wrestling belt spray painted NWO on it by, you know, Kevin Nash. So he went up there with a black spray paint and he gave them his belt. And he said, can you spray paint? You know how they used to do in the wrestling.
Yeah.
Can you spray paint NWO? And they did. To me, that was one of the highlights. Not them spray painting, but.
Not them doing graffiti.
The closest. They felt very accessible.
Yeah. No, like, they were really close. Like, yeah. I was like, holy shit, that's a big ass guy. Whoa, that's Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
That's the Diesel right there. Don't blow out your knee.
The don't breathe guy.
Yeah. No.
Go check it out.
I gotta say though, like, because I was a guest, I was there before hours, and when they were all coming in, like, they were so like, what is cosplay? What do you do? And I was like, you know what? Cosplaying is a little similar to wrestling, I feel. You got costumes.
Hold on. Wow. Wait a minute.
Don't get body slammed through a table.
Hold the phone.
They will body slam you through a table.
Hold the phone. You got to talk to some of the wrestlers?
Yeah, I don't know who they were, but some
what?
Of the guest guys.
See, it's,
were they the ones like right across?
Yeah, like, in
right
the whole
from
like
her,
celebrity
yeah.
area.
Yeah, and you talked to them?
They invited me to a party and I didn't go.
You didn't go to a party with Razor Ramon?
Yeah, you should have at least went to
You should have went to the party
with Razor Ramon.
Sorry, guys.
Come on now.
Next time
the
I'll
bad
call
guy.
You.
And then if your boyfriend
I am
gets
mad.
Asked to get Razor's edged, then he says
Say
yes.
No.
He says yes
oh.
and you take pictures.
See, all of this sounds so like scary.
It is.
It's a scary world out there.
My favorite is, it's kind of like wrestling. We both have costumes.
I would have, yeah. I looked him right in his face.
We both
like,
make
we're the
believe.
Exact same thing.
Yeah, no, because one guy was like, so are you like a like personality or something? And I was like, kind of. It's kind of, it
I
is
have
kind
a
of the same thing, you know? Like people watch, you know, or like me for my personality, my costumes. People like wrestlers for their personality and their costumes.
Oh, that's great.
I think cosplayers take a few less chair shots to the
probably,
face.
Probably, yeah.
Well, it depends on the cosplay.
Yeah, it depends on the cosplay.
That's true. I'm just stunned that you probably had a one-on-one conversation with a member of the NWO and invited you to a party, and you said,
yeah.
No, just, I you're a beautiful person.
Let me tell you. When somebody comes up to you and you don't know who they are and they're very intimidating and they have a bunch of man friends and they invite you to a party, you're like, you say, sure, and then you don't go.
Which is crazy
terrifying.
How we got you to do this show the first time, because that's pretty
True.
Much how it happened.
Yeah.
Bob
yeah.
backed me into a corner and was like, you want to do the show?
You like podcasts?
It's kind of like cosplay. We wear
Come
costumes.
To my house.
I have candy.
Actually, I've never received candy. Now I'm a little perturbed.
I can get you some candy.
No.
That's what I call my pills.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyways.
So Stockton Con. Let's get back on subject.
Let's get back on, yeah.
They were gracious yes. enough to hook VGB up with a couple media passes. That's how we got there. And so we took some photos. I posted the link in chat if you want to check out Aaron's article. Overall, I think Stockton Con has outgrown that arena.
It has.
Oh, yeah. It was the fifth year this year that they've been doing it. And I remember when it was like just starting, you know, and it was tiny. It was a one-day yeah. thing, too. And now it's 2 days, and it's like taken over part of the hotel next door, as well as like the entire arena and like the upstairs. And like, it's crazy.
I don't know how it could still be Stockton. Like, is there a bigger venue in Stockton?
That's the thing. I don't think there is. I mean, Stockton is... We saw the building across the street. That was their city hall. You know, it was...
You mean the Fallout 4 DLC?
It was basically the next set for The Walking Dead. Like, that's where they go after they leave wherever they're about to leave now. They're going to end up there.
They'll find sanctuary in Stockton.
Exactly.
Yeah. For three episodes.
And I wrote that in there. I'm like, I think it's outgrown. They're a whole bunch of fish in a small pond. And... They got to find a bigger venue. I don't know
yeah,
what to do.
Yeah, because it's a good convention.
No, it's a great convention. The vendors were amazing. You know, I really, they had smoking deals on a lot of the trading card games, like more so than other conventions. I made note of how good the vendors were.
And then the
But you didn't get to see them a lot because it was way too crowded.
Yeah,
it took a
like
lot of energy.
Down on the floor, the first floor,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was very narrow to get around to the vendors. We were yeah. with Laura. And she wanted to get to a artist that she likes to buy art from, like, a lot. She every, you know, con, she likes to find this guy. And snaking her way through there is, like, it's a journey on its own.
Yep. And as a very yeah. short human being, crowds are hard.
Oh, yeah. And if anybody knows,
because you can't
Laura,
see anything and you yeah. just, you know, totally, like, are just too much human in your face every time. Oh, like, every
way
moment.
Too much human.
We stood in like, one spot for, like, 5 minutes, and I could see movement. But we didn't move.
There was yeah. this one guy who stopped by my table, and he was so tall. And I was like, how are you enjoying the con? And he's like, yeah, it's fine. It's really slow on the floor, but I'm really tall, so I can see everything. And I just looked at him and was like, I'm so jelly. I want that life.
besides Stockton Con, the last week's interview we did on Wednesday with Andy Miller was awesome. Thank you guys in chat for contributing some really good questions. And the aftermath of that has been pretty awesome. So VGB was actually mentioned on ESPN.com. So ESPN, we covered this months ago that they actually started doing esports. There's a whole esports tab. And as Andy Miller was talking about, they were pursuing a pretty top-level Super Smash Brothers player. And it turned out that the player's name is Nairo. And or Nero? Nairo? No, Nairobi.
The one?
Nairobi. Nairo.
Nairo.
I'm stupid.
So nailed it.
Yeah, Nairo. Stuck the landing.
First Nairo, try.
They got him. He was the big announcement. It kind of stormed my Twitter because Shaq was tweeting about it. Like, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And get a link to an ESPN article. And sure enough, it says in there, they reference our interview.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
That was a big deal.
We've had our stuff featured on Kotaku before, but, you know, Kotaku is, like, very geek-centric. But just to see ESPN and then the words Video Game Bang in the description, for me, was a milestone.
It's honestly fairly surreal seeing ESPN even cover video games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that video games are now considered a sport. Like, that's crazy to me.
They got their own, like, page now for it, right?
Yeah. No, it's like, there's, like, you know, basketball, NFL.
Yeah,
esports. Yeah. Which is so cool. I mean, esports makes it sound a lot more like sporty, though.
Yeah.
Than, like video gaming.
Nairo, he's a big time player, man. He's like, he was with Team Liquid.
Yeah.
And he made the jump over to NRG. And the reason why is because Liquid operates like very like segmented. So if you're a Smash player, you don't really feel like a team, you know. You just got these guys kind of throwing money at you. They're not really helping you develop as a person or giving you, you know, training and opportunities like that. But NRG, what they're doing is they're taking their whole squad and they're making a family,
right?
Essentially.
Exactly.
And that's what Nairo said in one of his interviews. He said, I really want that. I want to grow and I want to be with other gamers and have that family mentality. And they're, I think, changing the game in that respects.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that could be attributed to, like, the Sacramento mentality. We have, like, an ethic in this city that I think a lot – and a passion that a lot of other teams don't have.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely going to set NRG apart from the other teams, other leagues.
You think we can get a solid lockdown of this is Sacramento? Like, you think NRG, you think Sacramento?
It's hard to say. I mean, it sounds like there's a want for that.
Like, oh, definitely.
Andy would it would be cool, but I feel like video games, especially because, like, the internet is a huge factor, is so, like, you could be in Colorado and be playing a video game with someone in Sacramento, you know?
Right.
Like, they would really have to, like, lock down a, like, solid, this is where we play our games.
Yeah.
You know?
Eventually it will get to that point. Like, when Andy was saying how he would not be surprised to have other pro teams also own esports teams, and so once it gets to that point, like, then you have, like, the Colorado Rockstars versus Sacramento NRG. I don't know. I mean,
that's for the writers.
It's for the writers. Writers can figure that out. But the Colorado Nuggets. Oh no, that's basketball.
I think that's
Denver. That's a real team name.
I mean, it's Colorado. Nuggets.
Ooh, are they sponsored by McDonald's by any chance?
Burger King.
They should be. What? That's a huge missed opportunity.
Well, I mean, it's for gold. But
the McDonald's Denver Nuggets. Trademark, Video Game Bang.
But I think, having a city attached to something will draw in the people that aren't even really even interested in it. They're just like,
It's that home team.
Yeah.
Look how much draw got the soccer team got.
Oh, well, there's a stupid amount of soccer fans.
Stupid amount of soccer fans, right. But I guarantee you there are a huge chunk of people that go to the games.
And, like, sports fans, I feel like, are the most intense fans.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Fans, so intense. And a lot of people, you know, there are different reasons why people have different sports teams. And most of it is based on, like, where do you live?
Exactly.
Well, I live in the Bay Area, so San Francisco is my football team.
Or Golden State. Yeah, they do that a lot. So, I mean, but we're not there yet with esports. Because, you know, we don't have, like, an actual governing thing saying, two states.
And like Andy said, it's difficult to do that when the publishers are kind of in control, right?
Truth.
Yeah.
So very, very true.
The gaming,
publishers. And I don't know. I think, and it's not going to change. So I don't see it actually going towards that way unless there's, like, just one game to rule them all type of thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's kind of like you have basketball. And you have soccer, and they're, like, two totally separate entities, and it's one game they play. But video gaming or esports is going to be, like,
Right.
Yeah. It's very
video
fragmented.
Games is not a game. Yeah.
If you watch
you could
a Street
be an
Fighter,
esports player and play Overwatch, but don't know anything about Smash Brothers.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the energy, and actually not just energy, but esports for Overwatch in general. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it could be the big one. Like, as far as first person shooters go, it's got the hype of a community. It's memed all over the place. Like, culturally, it's already made it. It's got characters everyone can understand. The gameplay is fun, so where everyone can pick it up. Unlike kind of like a League of Legends, where you need to be, like, you have to commit serious hours and time to be a good League player.
Gives me a migraine.
Yeah.
Game's just terrible.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a casual gamer. Like, I'll be the first to admit it. I'm not a hardcore gamer or anything, but I started playing Overwatch, and it's really fun.
Right.
Like, from somebody who doesn't really play video games super often and only has a specific genre that I really like, it was a very, like, really good relatable game.
What is
it.
That genre?
I like RPGs.
RPGs,
faux show.
So yeah, Energy Esports, they're doing it right. I recommend following them on the social medias. They're doing some interesting stuff. I mean, who else has Shaq like tweeting about it? I saw Shaq's tweet and I wanted to see the comments, and most of them were like, is this real? Are you kidding me? Shaq actually cares about esports? Like, this is huge. This is amazing. I love Shaq. He's now my favorite person in the whole wide world.
Even though he played for the Lakers. We can forgive that.
But he's a co-owner of the Sacramento Kings.
He's a co-owner of the Sacramento Kings.
Icy Hot endorses him, so...
I mean, if Icy Hot does it, then VGB does it.
Shazam himself.
Well, he's got stinkers all around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shaq Fu is going to be esports very soon.
And, you know, and video games are something that everybody, well, most everybody likes to a certain degree.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're a kid, like, playing something, or, like, a grandma playing Snake on your phone.
Yeah.
You still do that?
Or the grandma plays Skyrim. You guys hear about that? God. She's like an 80-year-old lady who like loves Skyrim.
My grandma likes Candy Crush a lot.
I only saw the grandmother that played Grand Theft Auto and curses like a sailor. Like, she gets mad playing that game.
It'd be even better if she didn't. Like, if she was a sweet old lady that played
Grand Theft Auto. Grandma plays Candy Crush and curses like a sailor.
Okay.
So.
Those damn jellies!
Just like that.
Moving on from esports, Webb, what do we got in the news?
All right, so PlayStation Plus is getting a price hike. And when I first read this, I kind of thought, okay, you know, whatever, it's not that big of a deal. But when I was reading the articles about it, it was saying that it's due. Sony was saying it reflects the current market conditions. So you look at, you know, like I have both. I have PlayStation, I have Xbox, and Xbox Gold is $60 a year, and PlayStation Plus was $50 a year. And from what I hear, a lot of people were kind of like, you know, I like PlayStation Plus because of that. It's $10 cheaper, but it's $10 cheaper. And now they're going up to $60, and some people are saying they're going to leave.
Stop it.
$10.
$10 is like less than a dollar a month.
Right.
That's actually accurate.
Yes.
That's good coming from someone who only knows about comic books.
I know. Sorry, guys.
So starting September 22nd, Sony said that it's going to hike the price up to $60 a year. This also affects a three-month plan. It's going to go up to $25, which I believe was at $15 before. And then the one-month plan is going to stay at the $10 mark. If you're a current member, then the new prices will take effect once your membership ends.
You know,
so
what it sounds like to me is, okay, back in the last generation when we were 360 versus PlayStation 3, and we were GameStop employees at that point, most of the time when it came down to that deciding factor on what console, more often than not it was the free online, like even more than above like special titles.
But nowadays, yeah, nothing is free online.
True.
Yeah.
So whenever I saw they were getting in the game of actually paid subscription, to me I thought that was a good thing. Because they were free, and look how shitty their servers were.
You didn't want to stand up as a PC gamer and say PC gaming online is free?
This was before those days.
No, when she just said that nothing online is free.
Oh.
Well, the reason that I don't play World of Warcraft is because you have to pay to play.
Oh, and it's a terrible game.
Well, it's a life sucker. I get obsessive real easy.
Yeah, that one wouldn't. If you're obsessive, definitely that is not a good one.
No. That will suck my life away.
Yeah.
I know this.
So now I think they were like, all right, we're going to do like the Xbox thing. We're going to have people pay and we're going to put really quality servers. And they did at a cheap price. And then now as time's going on, they're like, shit, this is more expensive than we thought. Maybe we're going to have to hike it up. And now they're basically, through doing it, ending up just like Microsoft.
Right. Well, and it's this is a psychology thing, too. Like, you say it's just $10 a month, and I 100% agree. But it's the same reason why companies will say, oh, it's $49.99 instead of $50. It's a psychology thing. It's perceived as less expensive.
Yeah, and
so.
I think probably a lot of people, you know, playing are probably, like, you know, kids. Like, my brother in elementary school is like, Mom, I need to get Xbox One. You know, he doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
So when he thinks $10 more, like, that's $10 more to a kid. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, to a kid. Like, that's, yeah.
What are your thoughts, Aaron? Is this going to break the PlayStation?
It's not going to break anything.
Are you going to pay the $10?
If it was, like, those people $70 now and it was higher than Microsoft, I would say it would be an issue.
Well, I'm an adult and I have, you know,
$10 extra a year,
a credit card. I'd do the stupid way where I just have it on my credit card and it just renews every month, paying $10.
So you pay $120 a year.
Yeah, I'm no fool not to think that it's not the dumbest way to do it, but that's just how I do it.
I have the three month one.
Yeah, so
I just do a year. I'm just like,
yeah. I mean, the year is the smartest way to do it, that's hands down.
Yeah,
but I don't think about it. Like, I haven't played my PlayStation before. Yes, last night. For probably a good month before, but I didn't want to go through and be like, "Oh, I'm going to drop another 50 or something like that." So
that's why I stopped playing Xbox.
Let it ride. I know I pay my bills on time and everything like that, and I just look at it as like $10. So whatever.
I haven't paid full price for a subscription in forever, though. Like,
how do you swing that?
Well, you can buy them on discount websites. Like, you can buy just the code. Sometimes Walmart will have, like,
like if a game comes.
Yeah, yeah.
With
sometimes
a free code or something.
Yeah, they'll do a free code, and then they'll have the yearly subscription on sale for like 30% off. So I'll buy it for $30 or $40.
Years and years ago, when Xbox 360 was out and Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, they gave a 1 month free subscription card inside the box, and employees at certain GameStops, whenever the game was traded back in, there would be cards that weren't used in there, and you can just stockpile on them, and you just had free month after
free
month.
See, us Hollywood Video employees didn't get that.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We didn't get those at Häagen-Dazs either.
You wouldn't, definitely.
All right, Webb, hit us with one more story.
All right, so Spider-Man Homecoming, big thing that is in the news is who Zendaya's
in the good Lord. In the movie. Awesome.
That time was on purpose.
Throwing balls at you.
Gross. Zendaya is going to be Mary Jane, and so Stan Lee is weighing in on the rumors. But the thing is, Sony has officially made the statement that she's going to be playing a character named Michelle. Which I guess has an M, like Mary Jane, so I could see where people are getting confused. But Stanley was saying that if she's a good actress, as I hear she is, then I think it's absolutely wonderful. Saying that he noted the change of the Kingpin in Daredevil.
That was just a bad one.
And he came out and said the same thing that we've said on the show, is the color of the skin doesn't matter, the religion doesn't matter. All that matters is that if it's the right person for the role.
I have no idea who this is. I've seen pictures of her.
She's like a Disney Channel star.
Yeah, she's a Disney star. So she can act-ish.
Yeah, see,
that's
my issue. My issue is not at all that, you know, of the color of her skin, but it's that I really don't like her as an actress.
You've seen her in things?
For Disney Channel things. She really hasn't come out with much mature stuff except for Disney Channel, and I don't want Homecoming to be a kitschy Disney Channel-esque movie.
It's going to be High School Musical.
Spider-Man.
No, it's not going to be High School Musical, but they are in high school, so I mean,
it should be a little campy, but I don't want it to be like over the top. You know, I still want to see good performances. Like, you know, Tom Holland was great in Civil War.
Yeah.
Like, so I just want that trend to continue with a good storyline and good acting, and you know, I feel like that's not too much to ask for.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see, you know, her
if
performance.
She is. I'm interested to see if she's actually going to be Mary Jane.
Yeah, and I mean, if it's, you know, another love interest or something, then that's cool.
Yeah.
I personally would be heartbroken if Mary Jane didn't have red hair, but that's just coming from a hardcore comic person.
Well, that's iconic.
No, yeah. She would
have to have red hair.
So even if Zendaya or whatever, if she plays Mary Jane, she should have red hair.
Yeah. Because, that's just, I literally will be wearing a red wig with normal clothing out and about, and people will be like, "Are you cosplaying Mary Jane? You're Mary Jane, right? You're Mary Jane." Like, yeah. No matter what, like, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. If it's red hair, people assume I'm Mary Jane.
Yeah,
it'd be like Spider-Man wearing like yellow and pink.
It's annoying for me too, because I'll wear like a Darth Vader mask out in public. People are like, "Are you Darth Vader? It's like,
yeah,
no, I'm just a guy.
I'm just a creepy guy with a mask.
Creepy guy wearing a.
I'm trying to rob a bank right now.
Yeah.
So if they did like a redhead black girl,
yeah, like that, I'd be totally cool with that.
Yeah, okay. That's what they need to do. That's what I feel they should do if she's going to play that role. That's fine.
That's Game of Thrones.
Just because it's such an iconic, thing about her. Like, even in comic books, when I cosplay Mary Jane, I do the Spider-Man heart shirt just so that it's very obvious who I am. But even in the comics, like, you read it and, you see her randomly. Or if you look at Amazing Spider-Man and there's a redhead on the cover, you're like, that's obviously Mary Jane.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So we are starting a new thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, we are polling the people. In the VGV poll of the week this week, we asked you guys, what is your pick for game of the year so far? I realize it's a totally unfair question because we're only in August, late August. So there's still a few more months left. A major title to come out is going to be the new Zelda game. But at this point, I wanted to see what you guys think is game of the year. We put three primary options up there, and these were just off the top of the head as what I thought people would be vibing with. And so Uncharted 4, Doom, Overwatch, or Other. And with 40% of the vote, Overwatch took number one.
Pokemon Go.
We got a couple write-ins.
That was the first, I think one of the first comments,
We got a couple comments that said Pokemon Go.
Has a mobile game ever won game of the year?
I don't think it will.
It shouldn't.
No. It should be like its own category.
But someone in there, so let's go through some of the write-ins. Someone said Pokemon Go. That was our very own Stephen Gutierrez was one of them. Joey Ferris, Mr. Crunchberry, he said that Pokemon Go as well. For cultural impact reasons.
I was kind of joking, but...
No!
But it makes sense.
The
user base.
Yeah. It was very, very, new and fresh and innovative.
It got people out of their houses.
It was, probably the most number of people playing a new video game, ever.
Yeah.
I would say. Because even, grandmas and children were all playing.
And you can count how many people actually downloaded that thing on the, Google Play Store app just by itself. So, I mean, that's... probably way more than any other of those other games have even sold. So that's got to go for something.
And just while we're talking about Pokemon Go, I'm really sick of some of the tweets and stuff and people I'm seeing post stuff because as you've seen that the player base has gone down by 12 million.
Everybody's caught everything.
Because it hasn't, for lack of a better phrase, evolved. At all.
Well, no.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, in my opinion. The game skyrocketed when it came out. It had just about as much users as Twitter at one point.
Yeah.
I think on the list, it was... Let me see if I could find it. Just a ridiculous number. Let's just say it was 70 million or something like that. And it lost about 12 of them. So it's still doing very, very well. That's how every game release goes.
Yeah.
Everyone downloads it or goes out and buys it. Every game. No Man's Sky.
That's comparable to a lot of things, movies. Everybody goes and see the movies first week, and then after the first week it dips, It's comparable to a lot of pop culture.
Yeah, yeah. So a game that did so well is going to have a bigger trail off than your average game. And we all know those people at work or family members who have no business playing video games really at all that downloaded it anyways. Just to kind of see what the hype was about, because it was on all the news channels. And so when my aunt's playing it, I know she's just checking it out and not going to stick with it. So I attribute that to a lot of those people. I still think the game is going to be plenty successful. As soon as they bring trading and battling, it's going to go back up. Yeah, which
they've announced. They've announced the dates. I think January is trading, mm-hmm. and
then the next June summer is Gen 2. Player battling.
Yeah, and then Gen 2 is coming out. All this stuff is announced for, 2017.
Well, then there goes the next massive riots that's going to happen. Gen 2, that's going to flood more people back out.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing is you need more Pokemon, you know, now. Because, I mean, I'm even getting to the point where it's like, okay, well, I've caught all of these guys. There's the only things that I need are, like, legendaries and, you know, some random ones. They've
got 4 billion Pidgeys. What else can I get?
It doesn't seem like it had. I stopped playing for a long while only because it just didn't seem like there was a point for me anymore. There was no real purpose.
Like, I got the super excited, like, oh my god, there's a Dratini. I'm so excited. And now it's like, well, now I've seen one.
Not the hype, really. Just like I said, I mean, I caught kind of everything that I wanted to catch. And now what do I do with these?
And also, I feel like I have to go somewhere, like, not even just out of my house, but fairly far to get a good Pokemon.
To get good
In my, like, general neighborhood, there's only, like, Ekans, Rattata, and Pidgeys. That's it.
Yeah. It was funny to see people go crazy, like, oh, in the East Coast, saying, oh, there's a whole bunch of Eevees, or there's an Eevee, it's rare. And I'm like, I'm sitting in my room, and there's three around me right now, guys.
And I kind of like how it's regional like that, but also it kind of sucks, because it's like, you know, there are a few Pokemons, like a higher evolutions that I want, but I can't find any of the base evolutions there.
Yeah, chat, Gaming Since Gaming gives us an update. Zelda is 2017, so actually this sucker's wide open. So we know Game of the Year for 2017. What else did we have on the list? So Uncharted got 30% of the votes. Doom only had 10.
I don't even know why I was on the list.
Really? A lot of people really like Doom. Doom was rated super high. On IGN, they gave it really good marks.
I don't go with IGN at all. Well, their reviews are, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, a bulk majority of the human race who's gamers goes to IGN. That's why IGN is freaking ridiculous. What they say is law, Aaron.
Well, no. Yeah. First of all.
No, 100%. They've never told a lie.
100% wrong.
Nope, you're wrong.
And what the masses do is definitely not indicative of what's right. So let's stop that right there.
I'm voting for Overwatch. I think Overwatch will do it.
Uncharted 4, and it seems like PlayStation games with really in-depth story and adventure always kind of get screwed in this way. Like, the PlayStation exclusive game, I'm sure, is fantastic, and it's the best. You know, it's a masterpiece, just like Last of Us was. But it's not in enough people's hands.
Yeah.
And other games, because of that, have a bigger cultural impact that, in my opinion, make them bigger games, more deserving of Game of the Year. When we look at Game of the Year, and you say 2016, that's the year that this game came out. The one that, you know, did this amazing thing and that everyone was talking about. Like, it embodied the year. As good as Last of Us was, I believe, in 2013, GTA 5 was massive. And look at how many people are still talking about GTA 5 to this day than they are Last of Us.
Right. I mean, people still talk about Last of Us, but not to the extent or play it to the extent that GTA 5 does.
Didn't they even remaster it?
Yeah.
They remastered it already.
Yeah.
GTA 5 came to PC. It's got mods. It's still got memes. Consistent. The videos are still getting tons of traction.
They were consistent with all the downloads, I think. And that's what we don't get with a lot of video games now. Free, consistent updates.
Rockstar kicked ass.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, Grand Theft Auto is such a, like, well-known franchise anyways. Like, I think it was pretty, like, taboo when it first came out. So, you know, it's stuck with all of those people growing up with the game.
And, oh, yeah. You go around shooting people and getting chased by cops.
I remember when my little brother in like fifth grade or something got a copy of Grand Theft Auto like 3 for his birthday. And it was some parent that like didn't actually know what it was.
Yeah.
But he had asked for it and my mom was not having it. I was like, no, you cannot play that.
Yeah. Working at GameStop, there's tons of funny stories about parents who would come in and then they'd. We tell them that this
you're
is
like,
a bad
how old
game.
Is your child?
This is not what you want your kid playing. No, my little Connor knows what he's doing. My little Connor, he's a good boy.
He's the best at shooting hookers.
And then they bring it back. They bring it back 2 hours later. Why did you sell this to me?
It's like, calm down, Satan.
I never got him at the
Connor
door.
Called me a bitch.
There is
2 hours in this
there's
game.
A reason there's ratings on the front. Just like movies have ratings, guys. Like,
ESRB, motherfucker.
Bitch, where's my sandwich? And my chocolate milk.
I've always told them what was in the game, and then they'd be like, oh, no. And then they'd turn around and get like Sesame Street Alphabet Adventures or something
like
that.
And then complete the opposite kid, end of the spectrum.
And then the kid would be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just narked me out.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Like, yeah. That happened at Hobby Video with renting games. Because in order to, like, rent rated our game, you had to be, like, 18-year-old or something stupid. And, like, kids would, like, bring their grandparents and, like, have them, like, slip it into the pile. And they'd be like, I'm sorry, like, this is 18 year old. I need to see your ID for this. Oh. And, like, the kids would just, like, glare at me
I was that kid, though. So that's why, for me, I'm like, you were the bee.
It was the computer system that said.
Yeah. I remember you put it up there. Your mom doesn't know. And you're looking at the person like,
Okay, just scan it through.
Just skip it.
Just be cool. It's the 90s.
That happened to me at Haagen-Dazs all the time.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I believe it.
There were rated R that ice creams.
NC-17 ice cream.
The Bailey's ice cream. Yeah.
Ooh. That makes sense.
Oh, that was a real thing?
Yeah, no. There was no alcohol in it.
There was no alcohol in
it. It was just flavored.
Why would you want something flavored like alcohol that doesn't actually have alcohol in it?
Because Bailey's is delicious.
My wife told me the other day, she had girls' night here, and two of the ladies are pregnant, so they had non-alcoholic wine.
Yeah.
What? This is a point.
I walked outside, and she's like, you want to try some non-alcoholic wine? I was like, no. I don't drink alcohol for the
taste.
Just
like decaf coffee. I don't understand decaf coffee.
Right? And that's basically grape juice is what they're drinking.
It was shitty grape juice.
Yeah.
Because it didn't even taste good.
It was like rotten grape juice.
It's Ocean Fresh. Go get some Ocean Fresh.
Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray.
Ocean Fresh Spray.
That's it. It's the knockoff. I only get generic.
Oh, well.
And you get the Ocean Fresh grape juice. It's much better.
Yeah. Number one on the poll, of course, 40%, as we mentioned before, was Overwatch. It's esports right now. It's the hot thing. The memes are on hot fire. They're actually doing quality updates. Like, Lucio Ball was super fun.
Yeah.
The Olympics thing was brilliant, and I'm sure they're going to do things for Christmas. Like, it's going to be a game that evolves over time that keeps people interested. What do you think, Aaron? Is that your game of the year thus far?
Right now, yeah. I'd have to give it to Overwatch. I don't know. It had the cultural change, and it had enough lore behind it that you didn't even, like, you had people searching stuff out online big time for the lore, and it's not even, like, really in the game. Like,
yeah.
Did you guys watch the little, like, cutscene guy for Bastion?
Not Bastion. I've watched the other ones.
Oh, God, it was so feelsy.
I didn't feel it.
It was feelsy.
I liked his flashback of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see a whole full thing of that.
Yeah, I liked the storyline. But, you know, I think that they're building these characters that aren't just, like, figureheads that you play with.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. And I really like that.
Yeah, so this is a question. So when Reaper says on the Old West map, he's like, this is where I arrested that damn ingrate or something like that. Who's he talking about?
Maybe they'll tell you in a cutscene eventually.
If you know in chat, let me know.
Because that's Route 66.
Yeah, Route 66.
Right?
He's like, this is where I picked up that ingrate. And I'm like, who? Who's the ingrate? I must know.
Soldier 76.
Is it?
No.
It's either... I want to see McCree.
D.Va.
Oh, D.Va. The things... You got to be careful because I know you said you cosplay characters you like and you're really taking a liking to D.Va.
I really like her.
And if you cosplay D.Va, you just have to be she is one of those characters right now who is like... There's the porns on that.
Well,
character
the thing is too is, you know, at first I wanted to do Tracer because I love her design, but then I played as her and I wasn't really too into the gameplay, so I told a few friends, I was like, I kind of want to do D.Va now, and they're all like, don't, because she's like this gamer girl and she's like very stereotypical and blah blah, and I was like, wow. Like, is that really what she's known for? Like, being some stereotypical, like, gamer girl?
She's a Korean pop star, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't think of her like a gamer.
Yeah, like, a lot of people have, like, her, like, eating Doritos with Mountain Dew and stuff. Like, have you seen those? Like, a lot of cosplayers do, like, lingerie versions, and she has, like, Doritos and Mountain Dew. But, you know, one of her, like, little voice quips is, like, this is for my highlight reel. So I wonder if she is, like, a professional gamer in... Korea, or somewhere.
I think it's a mixture.
Like, maybe not a pop star,
it's
but
like
a
it's time to level up. Or
yeah, she's a,
like
she's
that.
A celebrity in Korea, definitely.
And maybe it could be for gaming.
Maybe,
but I don't know.
I thought she was a pop star.
She's the most cosplayed. I know that.
Oh, she's easy. She's a bodysuit. You screen print a bodysuit, easy.
Again,
but I would want to take it to
do
the next
mech.
Level.
You gotta
do a mech.
That mech. Okay, if it were just like a regular like. Iron Man mech, like very blocky and scaly, but it's a lot of round.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of round. And you lay down in it.
Yeah, that too.
That'd be more awesome if you can.
It would be more awesome, but I do not have that skill set.
This will be like the Power Rangers. Like, I'll wear one of the legs. Webb can be the other leg.
Yeah, you guys hold me up. I'll just lay across Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron will be like,
Megazord.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll be like the Megazord of cosplay.
No, but I like her. And, you know, I'm not the kind of person that's going to cosplay, you know, because it's, you know, popular. Like, she is the most popular cosplay. Right. But I genuinely like playing with her. So I kind of want to cosplay her now. We'll see. Tracer, I really love her design, but I suck at playing with
her.
She's
like an advanced tier.
And I'll try her again once I've been in the game a lot more than I have been now. But.
If you're a Tracer, then you gotta target like Reinhardt or.
Yeah, she's gotta be sneaky. I feel.
Well, yeah, you have to target the ones that don't move fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Reinhardt. When I'm Reinhardt and there's a Tracer on the team, like, I hate it because she just zips right through my shield, and by the time I've turned, she's already like my life.
A good Tracer can really disrupt an entire offense.
Oh, like, yeah.
She can penetrate to get to the back line and then just wreak havoc and then get everyone to push past like choke points.
Yeah.
That's what I do with Reaper. Because for me, it's easier.
You can just teleport, yeah.
I teleport behind and then like get in the portal just to drag their attention back to the zone so my people can get past like at least the doorway.
Right.
Yeah. That's the beauty of this game is how different the characters are. Like, you need a full team of different, you know, kind of players.
What's crazy is people are still stubborn and they're in this league or MOBA type of feeling where it's like, I got this character, I'm sticking with this guy. So like, if you went Tracer and you're zipping past and nobody switches to play the counter for Tracer because they're in that, oh, I'm already my role right now. Like, no, evolve with the game.
See, I want to get really good Winston. At each, like one of each. Like one tank, one healer,
go two.
Support.
Go two.
Yeah, two of each.
Because there's going to be a counter to the one tank that you might have or something like that. Yeah.
So I want to get good at one of each kind, at least for now, and then I'll get to do.
Yeah, because it's tough. Because I see Tracers all the time disrupt teams, and I'm like, I guess I got to switch to Winston to zap the crap out of her. Because, I mean, you just need somebody that doesn't have to aim. You just arc. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, because she doesn't. Yeah. Winston doesn't aim. Yeah.
Webb, I think we got time for one more news story. So thank you guys for contributing in that poll. We're going to think of next week's poll, and it'll be posted on Twitter. So if you're not already at Video Game Bang on Twitter, contribute in the polls, and we'll be talking about the results. I saw there was a story in there about Iron Man. Hit me with it.
Yes. So Marvel reveals that the new Iron Man, Riri Williams, is going to be called Ironheart.
I hate that Riri name.
Why do you hate
that?
But
I like Ironheart.
Ironheart is fine. Yeah, Ironheart is fine.
So she's, as we talked about it before, she's a young African-American MIT student, and a tech genius. She fashioned her own power suit armor, which is what got Tony Stark's attention. So she's going to, the comic book is still going to be called The Invincible Iron Man, but she's going to be taking on the name Ironheart.
Well, I wonder, is she going to be, like, the new, like, Iron Man, or is she just going to be another character in the Iron Man story?
So, according to this article, she's going to be the new
Iron Man. So, what's Tony Stark going to do?
He's the AI.
For sure he's the AI, but beyond how much Tony Stark himself is going to be in the comic book kind of is like waiting on Civil War 2 to end.
Oh, okay.
To know
how
he's, where he's going to be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I could see him being like the
Oracle.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
I could never see him being Oracle.
I can see him just for her character.
Are you thinking like Bruce Wayne in Batman Beyond?
Yeah, he's
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's passing the mantle.
I dig it. I'm really glad they came up with a name to differentiate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I like that Marvel's throwing a few new characters at you.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
I saw a cosplay at Stockton Con of Riri.
I think I saw that too. And yeah. I was like, wait, is she from the Defenders? The Fearless Defenders? Because there is a character that looks a lot like her in Fearless Defenders with the afro, the red outfit.
Yeah.
So I was actually kind of like,
what's her?
I can't remember her name.
Freaking.
But I was like, is it her or is it the new Iron Man? Because she didn't have like a power source or anything. She was just wearing red.
Yeah, she was just wearing red.
Yeah,
she was.
It could be the Fearless Defenders.
What's cool about Ironheart, though, is that it plays to her character, which we don't really know a whole lot about yet, but I guess
she has a prosthetic heart.
They're saying, yeah, she has a cold heart. They're saying that her personality, it's once we read it, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, that name's perfect. But they're also saying it's kind of good symmetry because the whole reason why Tony Stark had the arc reactor in his chest in the first place was to save his own heart.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think it'd be cool if she was like a somebody who does like the Peace Corps and is a total like, you know. Volunteer person, and maybe that's why they call her Ironheart. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Or she has a prosthetic heart.
Which, I mean, would be kind of like, oh, well, Tony Stark's heart wasn't working, and now she has a completely new heart.
Boom. Make it so.
And it's also. I want something a little more interesting than that.
It's also, it's also one of the gems.
I think it's.
Because if she's advertising that she has an iron heart, then Electro can just be like, all right, done. Well,
done.
There's our arch enemy right there. Boom.
I think it's going to be closer to like what you were saying, how she's like in like the Peace Corps.
She could be not like the total the like Corps, but opposite of Tony Stark in like personality and everything. Like she's all about helping people.
She's more compassionate. Yeah.
Whereas Tony Stark's just like, whatever.
Fuck bitches, get money.
Yep.
I want to see their dynamic, though.
That was in the director's cut.
And I wonder if, like, she's going to be more like a daughter figure for him. Like, he's going to really, like, you know,
clean up his life.
Love her, like, for, like, a father-daughter relationship kind of thing.
Yeah.
She's an orphan?
I don't know.
I thought she was an orphan.
So Ironheart is an orphan with her heart cut out.
I don't know. Is this one you would pick up and start reading, Jessica? Or are you just going to follow it from afar?
Oh, no. I'll totally read it. You know, I hopped on Thor when it was, you know.
Fem Thor.
Well, she is just Thor. That's the one thing. Everyone's like, Lady Thor. No, no, no.
Yeah.
She is just Thor.
She's
just
bitch. Because Thor is the title.
Yeah. Thor. She is just Thor. She's not Lady Thor. Just like when I'm cosplaying Valkyrie and everyone's like, Lady Thor. I'm like, no.
No.
I am Valkyrie. Who is in the new movie, mind you, so people are actually going to know who I'm cosplaying.
In Ragnarok?
Yeah, in Ragnarok, she was cast. Valkyrie Brunhild.
Oh, is that the big teaser that everyone's talking about?
I don't know. It was announced a while ago.
Okay.
Like, before Comic-Con.
Gotcha.
So, I'm excited that people will know when I'm cosplaying.
Yeah.
Segwaying from the Ironheart story into more comic books, we had a segment last week. It's going to be a regular segment on Video Game Bang called Jessica's Wednesday Comic Book Corner Extravaganza Day.
Is that what we're calling it now?
I have no idea what it's going to be called. We'll come up with a theme song, and it'll be all great. I promise. VGB is going to go. We're going to have new theme songs. It's going to be a huge thing.
I feel like that is kind of like in Iron Man 1 when Coulson's like, I'm from the strategic homeland. He's like, you got to come up with a different name.
we'll come up with a different name. But so basically, this is Jessica. She, huge comic book collector. She schooled us last week after the show on like the numbering system. It's pretty insane. And now she's got three new comics for us this week.
I do. I have three to talk about.
What do we got?
All right. So first off, we're going to talk about Hellblazer. So Hellblazer is actually like another name or persona, I guess, kind of for Constantine. So this story is about primarily John Constantine, who there was a show about him. There was a movie about him, but he is from the comics. And we just get a tiny snippet of the story. Like, we just get, like, the first, which is number one, so of course. We get to start, like, a little flashback from the past of these beings that are kind of, like, this. They're trying to influence human history, sort of.
Okay.
So, and he deals with a lot of supernatural kind of entities. And we also get Swamp Thing in here. Now, Swamp Thing is one of those characters that was way popular in the 70s and just came back in New 52 and made another sweep.
That's interesting. Like, nice. He had a comeback in the 90s, too, because I remember I had a Swamp Thing toy, and I don't think I'd ever seen the movie. I didn't know what it was, but I had a Swamp Thing little action figure.
And, I mean, he's pretty cool. He's basically an elemental who deals with plant life, and he can manipulate any kind of plant life, and it's really funny because, like, throughout the Constantine or the Hellblazer book, Constantine is walking through different areas and like Swamp Thing will pop up like in a plant or in, you know, there was one where in the grocery aisle, like in some of the produce, he just pops up to talk to you because he can inhabit any sort of plant life. But
so who wins in a fight, Swamp Thing or Groot?
Swamp Thing.
Yeah, because Swamp Thing could inhabit groups.
Oh.
Yeah, because he could manipulate Groot because Groot is plant life. Unless he's like some weird like alien material that's not actually a plant.
That may be right, yeah.
But we don't know. Anyways, getting too deep into it. So the whole storyline.
So where's Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves is not in this.
Oh, boy.
Keanu Reeves, when you look, the movie to me wasn't terrible, but it wasn't Constantine.
The movie to me was not very Constantine at all.
He wasn't a British guy. Like
no, like he was, this he obviously is British. Like,
he could have been
in the.
No, we don't know with Keanu because he's just Keanu in everything.
That actor,
he's
that
kitten.
Played
everything.
In the CBS or what is it, NBC? Which one did
the NBC?
The NBC one.
Yeah,
that's John Constantine. Like he.
Oh yeah,
that guy. And I mean, he's a really cool character and has a lot that you can delve into. But I think that the issue is that he was too supernatural. Like Supernatural is already a huge TV show. So I mean, literally, people will come up to my booth in like a Constantine cosplay, and I'll have to be like, "Okay, are you Castiel or are you Constantine?" Because they look so similar.
Yeah,
you know.
And they're like, I spent like 6 weeks
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, and like and sometimes I'll get it right and sometimes like, no, I'm the other one actually. So I think that's why the show didn't do well. But Swamp Thing and Constantine kind of joined forces a little bit, even though they don't like each other too much, to try to find Swamp Thing's wife. Well, ex-wife, I guess now.
Yeah.
So try to find her and see what's going on in the world, plus having these entities who are obviously non-humans. I'm going to stir up some stuff in the universe.
That's intriguing. So is that one a buy for you? Is
it that one? I think I'm going to do trade paperback. I don't think I'm actually going to go week to week, but I will trade paperback it.
All right.
Just wait and get the whole story all at once. Yep. Yeah.
I need to cut back because I'm running out of space to store my comics. Okay. So next we have Deathstroke. Another DC title.
That's what they called me in high school.
Deathstroke. Yep. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly why Aaron was there.
I don't know if it's common knowledge. I don't know if most people know it, but Deathstroke actually led to the creation of Deadpool.
Yeah, that's
Deadpool
right.
Deadpool is a parody of Deathstroke.
Because he's Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
So like death, dead, okay. Stroke. You stroke in a pool. And
yeah.
You're
I don't think I knew that, but. It
yep, and if you
kind of
if you look at Deathstroke's design a little bit, he's an assassin just like Deadpool
just
is.
Just like Deadpool.
For
yeah.
the name Slade Wilson
and
Wade
Slade Wilson,
Wilson yeah, yeah.
is Deathstroke. Wade Wilson is Deadpool.
Yeah.
But so the book, it was a little choppy for me. Like the storyline wasn't entirely clean cut. I wasn't so sold on, you know, what was happening. I really don't care to read the next issue, which. Like I've said before, in a number one, like, you need to hook the story into your readers or they're not going to want to. And which is kind of disappointing because I really do like the character and there's a lot of cool stuff they can do with him. But I wasn't too shot in the butt. It was kind of like a political assassination story. Plus they had, what was the villain's name? It was like the Clockmaster or something. Like, it just wasn't a very concise story and it wasn't very linear. I just didn't really resonate with me.
Did it take
but I like the art
cues from the Arrow show? Like, is that another character who like has been influenced by outside media?
You know, I would say so because he's a little less whimsical than he used to be. He's a little more clean cut. Like in this issue, he's dealing with the assassination, actually the blackmail and suicide of a government figurehead, an elected official.
That's heavy.
And and he's working with another. I think that the story. I will admit that I didn't read the Rebirth title, which is a completely separate entity than this. And I'm hoping that the Rebirth title delved into the storyline a little more because it was incredibly unclear just reading number one. So this might be one that you really got to read the Rebirth to understand. And I didn't do that. So maybe I'll go back and read that and give it another shot. But I wasn't too sold on it.
But so far, the rest of them haven't done that, right?
No, so far, the rest of them could stand alone without the Rebirth title.
I wonder why they decided to kind of go that way if they did.
I don't know.
If they did.
It's just a really weird writing and it's just a really choppy storyline. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just not too sold on it quite yet.
Is that his name, Clockmaster, Aaron?
I think... it was either like Clockmaster or Timekeeper, but his suit is so dumb. It's literally like this blue suit with clocks all over it. I don't know if you can guys.
It's Clockmaster 99, see to be exact.
I don't know that guy.
Look how dumb he looks.
Yeah,
the guy that
ridiculous.
I know is a little nerdy guy that had freaking clocks in his glasses and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, this guy.
Is that the one from The Flash?
That was the one from The Flash, too. Yeah.
And this guy was really, like, spoiler alert, easy to kill. Like, he's like the timekeeper, a timepiece guy. Like, he's supposed to manipulate all time. So, like,
oh, yeah, this is definitely the guy I'm thinking of, then.
Deathstroke, like, shoots him, and he's like, ha, 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 just kidding, I can manipulate time. This isn't actually the real me. And then he just, like, shoots his oxygen tank, and he dies or something stupid.
Wow.
See, yeah, it was just a weird storyline.
I was thinking of the Clock King.
Clock King, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, it's not Clock King, and I can't actually see his name.
I like
anymore.
The way they did it, him on Arrow, mainly because they used one of my favorite...
Nepper.
Yeah, Robert Nepper from Prison Break.
He actually did a very good
AKA
job, too.
AKA Teabag. And he's got a really interesting story, like, with his sister, and I really... They revisited that and saw that to completion, didn't they?
Yeah, he comes back.
Okay,
good. Yeah. It's a good one. They did... I don't know, DC just... does it right on TV, at
on
least.
On TV, they're
yeah, their TV shows are great.
I watched again on YouTube because I love the scene so much. The only thing I think they got wrong was Roz at the end of the season. But the very first time that Arrow fights Roz on the side of the mountain and it's like snowing and they do that battle, when I watched that, I almost stood up and cheered. Like at the end of that, and that's at the end of the season, I was like, this... is the greatest show of all time.
I agree.
Yeah,
that was a good ending. I love that they actually took a villain seriously and didn't just like make him a pushover.
Yeah, and
until the end.
Yeah, and that's why.
See, I think at that point
they backpedaled.
Yeah. They were kind of like, he needs to be done. We need to be done with him.
He should have thwarted his plan, some crippling plan, and then have Roz escape or something like that.
Yeah,
but he shouldn't have. They shouldn't have ended it.
Made
the way
him the new Ra's al Ghul. And yeah. Did you like that whole angle?
I didn't like all that. No.
Oh, Malcolm being the new Ra's?
No, before that, it was. Wasn't it Oliver for.
Like, well, he was
training
like,
him to do.
And he was like, I was just pretending the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he was training him to be the new Ra's.
Stupid. What do we got, Jessica?
All right. So I can't even find his name in here for some reason. Obviously, he's not that intense. But he does have hypnotic, ticking, hallucinogenic gas. That is one of his.
he farts.
Anyways, yeah. Weird little villain. I mean, who knows? He's definitely not in the DC Comics TV show. All right, last one is Faith number one.
I really like this comic.
So Faith actually came out a while ago, and had this crazy response with the public. Sold out. This right here is the second printing. And it's from Valiant Comics. Valiant decided that since it's such a progressive storyline, to reprint it and give it to all the comic book shops for free. So as of Wednesday, you can go pick this up in your local shop, assuming they still have copies left, for free, so that you can read the first one.
That is cool.
Yeah, it
gives
it's
a quick
really
summary.
Good.
Or whatever. It's yeah. a heavy set lady.
Yes.
But
so it is an overweight superhero woman, and it's kind of about how she's getting through life day to day, like balancing her secret identity and her superpowers and confidence and all of that. And it's actually really good. I like it. She's trying to figure out, like, are people using her for her powers? You know, do they actually like her for her? Do they, you know, is her looks playing a factor in anything? Like, it's actually very good. And I'm excited to read the second one, which I think is coming out. It's coming out in August. I can't remember if it has came out or is coming out soon.
Okay.
But it is August that the second one comes out. So definitely go pick that up for free at your local comic book store. If they still have it,
that's
in stock.
Awesome. So you can just go to the comic book shop, and
yeah,
if they still have
it's such
it,
a
it's
progressive.
Free.
Yeah, it's such a progressive storyline that Valiant said, I think everyone would benefit from reading this book.
And a progressive
that's
marketing
cool.
campaign.
Yep.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Aaron, you said you were into it. What do you like about it?
I think I saw the like third one in or something like that, and I just like how they didn't focus on her physical appearance
they
in
didn't.
That one.
No, her outfit covers her up. It's
like
great.
She's, and then like the. Issues that she deals with, it's not like, you know, how do I lose weight and look like the rest of them? It was like,
yeah, no,
I want to be a real writer, but I'm working at this, you know, TMZ type of magazine place, and they want me to focus on, you know, the celebrity, the Kardashian superheroes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting take on the world. Like, at one point, she rescues, or she turns in a bad guy, and the cops, like, don't take her seriously.
Yeah.
And so now, as a consumer, you're wondering, okay, is that because she's overweight and not a popular superhero, or is it because, you know, they would do that to any superhero? It's a really interesting story, and I really like it.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for your review. Yeah, that's definitely a buy because it's free, so go get it. Everyone, that's our show. It's been a good one. Thank you guys for all your support as usual. If you're watching this on Twitch, we do have a button below. It's the Just the Tip Jar. So if you like the show, want to give us a buck or two, go ahead and click that. You can subscribe to us on Patreon, where we do special shows just for you. Jessica has a Patreon, patreon.com/madeofmind, or just search her in the search bar. And we are confirmed to be at SAC Anime. Not this weekend, but the next weekend, September 3rd. It's a Saturday. Come see Video Game Bang live. Prizes sponsored by Antlion Audio. It's going to be a really good time. You do not want to miss it. 3 p.m., Panel Room 1, VGB, live. These people right here. So for Aaron Carter, David Webb, Jessica the Maid of Might, my name is Corey, and you've just been banged.